Let's turn now to local sports here on KNKX, and it may be the offseason for the Seattle Seahawks, but quarterback Russell Wilson is keeping busy. He has a new venture. It's the topic of this week's conversation between KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel and 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, Wilson announced this week the launching of the Russell Wilson Quarterback Academy. Tell us more about it.
Well, it's something he obviously knows a little bit about. Lots of players have off-season academies, and it's typically a camp for a day or a weekend, and that's what happened with Russell Wilson. He went to the Peyton Manning Passing Academy when he was a kid, and Peyton Manning actually remembered Russell being there, and Russell got a lot out of it. But this is something a little different in that he is going to try to do a lot of stuff online. He may be in a classroom, but that classroom is going to have a video cast available for students around the country and, in fact, around the world. And he's doing it in conjunction with a former star at Sammamish's Skyline High School, Jake Heaps. He was a prep All-America who went to three colleges, and he's been at camp with the Seahawks. He's sort of going to be in charge of this online academy and in-person academy. And Russell said that instead of reaching 60 kids, they want to reach 60,000 globally, ages 10 to 22. The programs are $125 to $300, and they go on all year.
So this is just the latest example of public involvement from Wilson. What's your take on all this?
Russell's had various adventures with things. The one that sticks in my mind a lot was that he was an endorser of a Tacoma company that produced recovery water, which featured something called nanobubbles. And Russell, while he was endorsing it, was saying that his recovery time has been enhanced with nanobubbles. Well, that's not part of his thing anymore. And now, of course, he's busy with Chris Hansen in the Soto Arena project, which faces a formidable challenge from a plan to remodel Key Arena that the city of Seattle is very eager about. And Russell obviously is busy with a lot of football training, but somehow he wants to squeeze into this academy and become part of his global enterprise to be something much more than a Seahawks quarterback once he retires.
So he's got a lot of things he can teach the young people. What are some lessons you think he should be imparting?
Well, there are several things that occur watching Russell play football for the Seahawks, and I think one of the biggest lessons is never play a football game with a rookie left tackle.
Here's Russell Wilson chased out of the pocket, brought down, second sack.
The team left him sort of vulnerable out there. And, of course, he had three different injuries that really compromised his season. So I think that's lesson number one he needs to convey to the kids. Lesson two, always give many word answers that actually say little. He's got everything down to a set of cliches and aphorisms and trite sayings that are very lengthy but actually advance the understanding very minimally. And that's a great way to get out of making public mistakes is if you have got your routine down and you don't vary. And one of the great adventures that all of us reporters have with Russell is to try to knock him off script. And we're largely unsuccessful. And this one, I think, is probably obvious to a lot of Seahawks fans. When you're at the one-yard line, give the ball to Marshawn Lynch. Or his equivalent.
Right.
The Seahawks no longer have Marshawn Lynch, but passing at the one has now become sort of a cultural no-no.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
So those are the little things that Russell needs to include in there if you really want to be a quarterback with all of Russell's talents and you also want to have a 20-year career.
All right, Art, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.